Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator, keep it purring.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to a very special episode of Short Story Wednesday. Michaela and I are currently out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We are on a cruise on the way to Bermuda. So we are at sea all day today. And this is our very first live episode. Yeah. So there will be zero edits, zero anything. So I apologize if it doesn't work out very well. We'll test it and see how it goes.
Hey, you guys want to know a fun fact about Brent? Since he likes to do these about me, I'm going to do it for him. Fun fact about Brent is he does not like cruises, you guys. And I hate to say it, but this is my first cruise, and I'm very thankful for my job because we earned this trip for free. All expenses paid. It's awesome. But we have realized that we are not necessarily cruise people.
Yet. That might change. We still
it
have
might change.
4 days. And when we get to Bermuda, who knows? But listen, the idea of being stuck, like we're basically prisoners on a huge metal thing floating out in the middle of the ocean. And I don't know. Even when Michaela and I normally go on vacations and we go to a resort, like an all-inclusive resort, we spend very little time in the resort. We are kind of the kind of people that go out and explore. And
we want to taste all the authentic foods and experience the cultures. And
yeah, and if you've bumped in, if you're listening to this and you're on this cruise and you bumped into us, I'm sorry, but everywhere we go, there's lines and crowds and people. And I know it's just because we're at sea and stuff, but it's just not our favorite thing yet. But we're optimistic and we're excited to be here regardless.
Yeah. Well, and any time that we can just be alone and not with the kids and the hustle and bustle is kind of nice.
Even though we were gone for like 6 hours and Michaela's like, I miss the kids.
I know. Well, they're so cute and sweet. But one other fun fact about Brent is that he likes to be alone. I mean, he doesn't like to be alone. He doesn't like big crowds. And it's so funny because people that know him now are like, he's like the life of the party. What do you mean? But like, if you really know Brent, he kind of likes to just be where there's not big crowds. And that's why when he would be done playing baseball, the season would be done. He would like to go up in the mountains and just be by himself or with just a few men and just get away and enjoy God's country. So
yeah, if it's possible, I am an introvert and an extrovert at the same time. I think people have called it an introverted extrovert.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I am. I can mingle and be with people, but I love just being with like a core group of really good friends. But anyway, that makes me sound like a terrible person.
No, because
so
you're
you
like
guys want to know a fun fact about Michaela?
Oh gosh, here we go.
You guys want to know what she just had for lunch? Michaela just ate garlic for lunch, basically.
Whatever. I did not just have garlic. I
well,
had.
Well, that's all I smell right now.
I just brushed my teeth too.
Didn't work.
I just had pasta, and they put like big chunks of garlic in it, which I love garlic. So Brent took one bite and he couldn't do it, but I kept devouring it because I just love garlic.
I like garlic too, but it has to be the right amount and it has to be roasted perfectly. I love a good roasted garlic. But it has been really cool. We've been able to talk with a few different couples and stuff. And, you know, when we're in public and stuff, we wear our hats and talk about the show. And just being able to tell people about the show, tell them a little bit about our story, and really just tell them, talk about God. It gives us an excuse in public to be able to talk about God. And I love it. And there's one gentleman that we were talking to just a few hours ago. It was this morning. He brought up about how scary the world is and how, you know, there's certain pockets of the world, especially these big cities and stuff. We just left Boston, where it almost looks like God doesn't have any influence in these areas. And I could see what he's saying, but at the same time, on a very individual level, there has never been a person that I have talked to that we haven't been able to come to the understanding of at least a little bit of influence from God in their lives. Or, I mean, I look around and I see God's hand everywhere and in every little pocket. There's never been a place that I have been that I haven't been able to see God's hand and him at work. And it's, I think a lot of that is because of the show in the last year and a half and how our perspective on things. I mean, I've always been a super positive person, but even just being able to see my perspective change on things and recognize God more, it's been such an incredible blessing. And, you know, that's regardless of where you're at with your faith journey and your relationship with God, it can be strengthened. And at the same time, it doesn't matter where you're at, how strong your relationship is, he still loves you just as much as he loves whoever the most perfect person is in this world, which it's kind of funny when we use that word perfect or whatever, or we even try to gauge people as that. But whoever, even the best person that's the most closely aligned with God, he loves you just as much as he loves me. As in, I'm the one that's the most.
Oh my gosh, Brent.
Totally kidding.
Gosh.
But no, you know, we have a tendency in life to compare ourselves to other people and to put people on a pedestal. And that just, it doesn't need to happen. We are all individuals. We all have completely different experiences and circumstances in our lives. And we aren't going to be judged by hitting certain benchmarks or, you know, different things like that. It is all about our perspective and the way that we look at things and the way that we are striving to be better individually, right? I think it's the most incredible thing, life, just how we are all individuals. The closest person in my life is sitting right next to me, my wife, but her and I think completely differently. We are completely different people, and it's beautiful, and we still love each other the way that we do, and God loves us as individuals the way that he does. And it is just unbelievable to me.
Well, I think too, like, in the podcast, like, I've realized something that it's done for me is just having the, not like the excuse, but like having the reason to like open up to people. Because, for example, like, we were in line yesterday waiting to get on the ship, and the couple behind us, you know, we're just kind of chit-chatting and stuff, and like, it allows us to, you know, if people ask about the show or, you know, about us, like, it allows us to gain knowledge about people and have those open communications with other people, because a lot of people aren't comfortable sharing their stories and stuff. And that's what I love about the show. And we've said it so many times, like, there's so many stories that need to be shared, but people don't have those avenues to feel comfortable to share them. And we hope that this can be spread, and it can with your help.
Yeah. Literally every single person has a story.
I know.
And, you know, even in just talking to people, just bringing up things, I would, just in a quick conversation, I'd be like, oh, I would love to interview you, have you on the show, tell that story on the show, you know?
Yeah, that happened twice yesterday. We're like, okay, you got to be on the show.
Yeah. I feel like I had one more thing to say, but I don't remember what it was.
You're just so thrilled to get off the ship and...
Yeah, I'm about ready to jump off.
Oh my gosh, don't even say that. It's not even funny.
Just kidding. No, and, you know, the weather isn't great outside, so all of the outdoor activities got shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd still be some cool views to get out up on the top deck and have our Titanic moment.
Oh my gosh. That will not be happening, because I already feel sick when I'm looking down.
No, it is cool. We have a room with a big sliding glass door, and we just look out, and I mean, the ocean is kind of scary.
I know.
Like,
this is my first time, you guys, and I am terrified of open water like this. And so, like, when I heard about, like, the room that we were going to get, I was thinking that each room was just going to have this tiny little round window like you see on movies, and oh no, it's a full-on slider and balcony view, and I was a little terrified. Because all I can imagine is just all these waves coming over us, but we're pretty high up, so we lucked out there.
So, yeah, if the water gets up here, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But
wish us luck.
If you have any tips and tricks on a cruise, try to let us know in the next day or two.
Yep.
We'll be in Bermuda tomorrow and Thursday. Wait, tomorrow is Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
So tomorrow and Friday. So we're excited about that. We're renting scooters, and we're going to be driving on the wrong side of the road. So say a prayer for us.
Yeah, seriously, please say a prayer. I'm not even joking.
We kind of booked it, decided to do that without checking with certain things, and ChatGPT told us that it's kind of one of the more dangerous things we can do. So
we're going to take it slow, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fun, and we'll be fine, because we have lots of angels praying for us.
Yeah, right? So if, we do have a lot of angels praying for us. But if you don't hear, if you don't see an episode drop next Sunday, then...
No, it's already set to drop, so...
Oh, it's already set to drop, okay.
So they will have no idea.
So the next Wednesday would be the... You don't see an episode, now watch, you forget to drop it.
Yeah, well, this episode isn't going to have any music or anything.
Yeah,
that's unless okay. I can figure out in the next 10 minutes how to do that.
No, it's okay. They understand.
But, yeah. It'll be a miracle if Michaela doesn't kill me by the end of this trip.
Oh my gosh, stop it. We love each other.
Yeah, we do. I'm really sorry.
We just are very opposite sometimes.
Listen, she thinks with one side of her brain, and I think with the other side. And
you guys, I am a, like, for example, sorry, we should probably end this, but if there's like a play or something going on, like, this is my personality. Even if it's not funny, I will laugh just to make that actor feel good. Like, that someone's laughing, because I know how it feels to, like,
to try and funny.
Crack a joke. You're such a butt. Crack a joke and then no one laughs. And so I just laugh just out of courtesy. And Brent won't laugh for anything. And so it's just like a straight face. And I know, like, it's not sometimes authentic, but it's like authentic to me. It's like makes me feel good.
It's authentic because you're trying to make somebody feel good.
Yeah. And
I just.
Brent's not a people pleaser at all.
I can't be fake.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the kind of person, because I can't be fake, like, if you're with me and I'm really irritated with you, you're going to know that I'm irritated with you. So I feel like that's more rude than anything. So I just won't associate with.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, but.
So. Anyway. Wish us luck. We're on this boat together and there's no getting off. So you better not.
Hopefully there's no getting off. I mean, there's lots of ways to get off this boat, but
yeah,
we don't want to do any of them unless
that would be the worst.
The way we're supposed to get off.
No, that would be the worst way to die, in my opinion.
Anyway, let us know if you love cruises and why, or tell us how to change how the way we're going about things.
Yeah,
I guess part of it is we're sitting in our room at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And we went to bed at like 10 last night, and both of our parents are like, what are you doing? You should be out and dancing. And we're like, no. Apparently we're just getting old. I don't know. So. Yeah.
All right. Love y'all.
Love ya.
Go look for those angels.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.